This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom was right, plus Santa, basements, and reindeer, all on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man! Oh, man!
Who cut the cheese? Who cut the cheese? Cheese.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have to do the You Were Right dance.
Why?
Ace and I had lunch yesterday at your restaurant that you said had Dream the best pizza in the city. Pretty damn good.
And we teased Christy for eating like a bird. She ate half a pizza.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. Whatever, Chunkles. Go ahead.
But the better part of the argument was Ace said that area doesn't exist.
Right.
He goes, there are no stores there.
I was with him. Yeah. I was totally
you
with
guys,
him.
You guys go,
there's, no, my
there's
favorite
nothing
part,
there.
That was the, it's gone from there's nothing there to... He really.
Building there.
There it is. He'll say anything he can not to be wrong.
He said there was nothing there.
There's a freaking hotel there.
Yeah, but there's a hotel.
There's no
there.
Restaurant.
See, here we go.
I didn't even know there was a hotel. Honestly, I thought there was nothing there but office buildings.
There is something there.
Yes. But it was good stuff, huh?
Isn't that great pizza?
Oh, it was really good. Very good.
Very, very nice. Nothing like great pizza in Christmas time, I say.
Huh.
Did you ever do a. We made our own pizzas last weekend.
Did you?
Which is really fun because instead of spending, I don't know, $15 for a nice to-go pizza, you spend $60 buying the ingredients.
What ingredients do the girls put on their pizzas?
Oh, that it gets complicated. Yeah, you got to buy the right kind of cheese.
Is it gummy bears?
No. Well, that was last night. We had
like
a
fairy dropping.
Did you do cookie party?
We had a gingerbread house building party
at my house.
Santa came over. It was amazing. I don't know how he had the time.
Santa came over to your house last night.
With Mrs. Claus.
My God.
Boy, that is less home, isn't it?
Really, yeah, excessive. To only have grown up a Griswold.
That's something else.
That's gross. Great.
My gosh.
Oh, yeah. The kids had a wonderful time.
Oh, I bet.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, there are probably some things you might want to edit out of your stories. That might have been one of them.
I do have an interesting...
Because God only knows what he paid Santa Claus to come over there.
You don't pay Santa Claus.
This time of year? Man.
Oh, goodwill.
Man.
Yeah.
It's goodwill.
Good
huh?
karma, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not this week.
No. Yeah. He got a check.
Yeah,
there may have been a gentleman named Benjamin involved. I don't know.
How you doing, Santa Claus?
But a tip for those building a house.
A gingerbread house.
No, I'm at a regular house.
We continue to break new barriers in narrow casting. Now, how about you people building a house? Go.
At some point in your life, everybody wants to build a house. Fine.
Wants to, sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should work harder. Maybe do better in life.
got a
brand new house.
Yeah.
You are just making friends.
The everyman.
Good God.
Accessible.
I'll talk to you, Josh.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a basement in your place?
I do.
Okay. Now, I have an entirely...
Not much of one.
Entirely unfinished basement. I mean, it is entirely unfinished. There's no furniture down there. Any. The kids, after they built their gingerbread houses, ran around the unfinished basement all night.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
There's nothing down there.
Well,
That's the best.
You can get them. What did you do in your basement when you were a kid?
We roller skated.
Roller skates. You could roller skate in the basement.
And I spent some time yesterday. I went online. The basement has these pillars in it.
Sure.
These steel, like...
Going to put mats around them,
so
right?
That
holds the floor up.
You can buy these mats that go around the pillars.
So they don't hit them.
I don't want one of the kids in a game of hide-and-seek clonking their head.
Oh, but that's how they learn.
Yeah.
Didn't you put the piano down there for them to play?
I did. That's in my little office there. That's completely also unfinished. That's the only thing in there that is actually plugged in.
Huh.
A little electric piano. Thank you, Pat Godwin.
You're welcome.
I applaud your efforts trying to protect them. It won't work, but...
Yeah,
keep trying.
So far, the only kids who've been injured are my friend's kids. There was the one child that needed stitches after the knife incident.
Knife incident.
And then there was the
keep in mind, the
crashing of the electric motorcycle into a garbage can incident.
Whenever he talks about a knife and anyone getting cut, it's the finger's almost cut entirely off. It's always 30 stitches or more. It's never just a snip. Here we go.
It was just seven.
Seven stitches. Oh. Okay.
It's a brand new knife.
I don't believe that either.
Well, okay.
Being a parent has to be hard for many reasons, but one has to be because you want your kids to learn certain things, which means they have to hurt themselves.
Right.
But you don't want your kids to hurt themselves.
Sure.
At what point?
they'd gone to this special camp where you learn how to do all kinds of skills, and one of them was knife
throwing.
No. But and there were certain rules, and they were. I said, okay, we're gonna after dinner, we're gonna go do a little carving.
So one of your daughters stabbed.
I need 30 seconds. I got to clear the dishes. 20 seconds later, they come running in with two bloody hands. See, they couldn't wait, so they did learn something.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah.
And then there's that phone call to your friend. Hey, listen, I'm on my way to the emergency room with your daughter. Yeah. But no cuts last night. It was a fun night. But,
good.
Well, we have a great show today. A special surprise guest. Very, very big surprise.
Oh, wow.
And also we have our house band. It's Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. They'll be joining us in a matter of moments from the other room. But Mr. Godwin, I think we could start off with a song. I was thinking about something.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice note here about how those watching on... the various places you can watch this show, YouTube, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy the fact that you're no longer dyeing your hair.
Oh wow! Wish I did it years ago.
You've got that white haired look. You've been compared to the guy who played Jay Peterman.
Oh yes,
on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Sure,
that guy.
Yeah.
He's the dog show guy now.
Yes,
has that distinguished bouffant of white hair. But you used to dye your hair.
I dyed a lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And then did you ever dye the pubic region? I mean, your hair is like snow white, so I assume
I got a couple down there. I had some on the forearms and the chest. I did the chest a couple times. And
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You dyed your chest?
Sure, I tried it all.
Vanity knows no bounds.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's all right.
But you have a tribute to hair dye?
Oh, I dyed everywhere, man. Colored all my hair, man. Just for men down there, man. I used to dye everywhere, man. Head hair, chest hair, arm hair, leg hair, ear hair, nose hair, lip hair, chin hair, neck hair, back hair, belly hair, brow hair, the hair above my ass crack, I swear. Toe hair, shin hair, cheek hair, ball hair, I dyed everywhere. Oh, I dyed everywhere, man. And I didn't have hair to spare, man. It was black as coal down there, man. When I was done, pubes had three gray hairs, man. Now I'm as white as Santa. Oh, and I dyed everywhere, man. Oh, hey.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. I was thinking about that. I heard some Johnny Cash
doing
some Christmas music coming in this morning.
Oh, very nice.
There's this reindeer controversy that Christy brought up.
Women. Nothing but women reindeer pulling the sleigh.
I think you'd want to call them lady reindeers, right? They're not humans.
Broads.
Female.
They're not broads.
The lady reindeer.
Skirts.
So what's the deal here? That Rudolph's the only male reindeer? Is that correct?
Well, I guess if you want to call it that.
Why is that now?
Because the male reindeer lose their antlers in the winter, and the females retain them, so
the advantage would be at least the female reindeers will stop and ask for directions.
True.
Yes. Whereas the male reindeer just go, yeah, I know where it is. We're going to find it.
When do the female reindeer stop their menses?
When?
When?
Yeah, when?
When they're dead? I don't know.
They have menses all their lives?
I would think.
Oh, I thought you think they all synced up? I bet they did.
They must.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they'd have to.
Yeah,
that one terrible year where it landed on Christmas Eve.
I want to make an announcement.
Santa almost quit.
You can't keep flushing your tampons in the restroom.
That's why Rudolph's red his nose.
Red his nose.
Wow. You were so happy with the joke, Yoda, you sped it up and turned the words out of order.
You know, this is what happens when we start a show in the early morning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We really, 10 a.m. is really...
I've been a long-time champion. Later, I say.
That joke would have been fine if it was 10 a.m.
They read the transcripts in court, it's in the afternoon. You go, hey, look, Your Honor. It was
yeah, what do you want from me?
Early in the morning. Give me a break, man. I don't see you putting your robe on at 4 a.m. and writing this stuff. All right. Now we have Mr. Chick McGee over there. By the way, surprise guest coming up this morning.
Oh, really?
We're going to have some Christmas music out of Duke and the Boys. We'll also meet comedian Al Jackson. But right now,
did you hire Santa to visit us too?
Santa's very busy today.
I know.
Maybe
he wasn't last night.
No, he could come to your house. You have no idea how you sound, do you? Or maybe you do and just don't care. And you don't care how many people are mad at you.
It was the fourth time I've seen Santa.
Fourth time.
Oh, way to wring the magic out of it.
Yeah. Hey, let's recreate this magic moment.
Do we have to see Santa tonight?
Again?
That's what you want your kids to say.
Yeah, they were very enthusiastic. we have...
Happy winter solstice day.
Oh, it's the shortest
day of the year.
Day of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's
beginning of winter.
It's not really, though, right? It refers to something else, I think. I don't know.
It's the beginning of winter in the northern hemisphere and of summer in the southern hemisphere.
Now, Christy was asking me if I knew what my elf name was.
Do you know
what
your elf name is?
I do not. Is there a formula
There's a formula, just like everything else. This is very old, but it's kind of cute.
All right.
So, Tom, you'd use the first letter of your first name.
Check.
So that would be?
T.
Okay, so your first name would be Sugar Plum.
Oh.
And the month you were born, so your last name would be Sugar Plum McJingles.
Oh, well, that's cute.
We go.
Very cute. Yeah. Sugar Plum McJingles.
That's lovely.
Very good.
That's like a name of someone who's not a felon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to trust Sugar Plum McJingles.
Can I be like Peppermint Hangdown?
Let's find out, Chip.
Candy cane.
Yours first starts. It starts with bubbles.
Pepper
bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles. You're in November, right?
Bubbles dong. No, that wouldn't work. Would it?
Yours is bubbles monkey buns.
Bubbles monkey buns.
Hey, bubbles monkey buns.
How did monkey buns get into Christmas time?
I don't know.
Monkey
that's
buns
funny.
Doesn't sound like a name for an elf.
We used to make monkey bread, something called monkey bread in home ec, so maybe it refers to that fine dessert.
So Tom's was Sugar Plum
McJingles.
And mine's monkey buns.
Yours is Bubbles monkey buns.
Son of a...
That's a big red ass.
Doesn't sound very Christmassy.
No. Here's yours,
what do you
Josh?
Mean it's a red ass?
when are you born?
May,
okay. So you are, let's see, Puddin'. Puddin' peppermint.
Puddin' peppermint.
That's
puddin'.
Delicious.
See, that sounds...
That's
why do I get stuck with monkey buns?
Let's see what Pat would be. Pat, you are Jingle, and you're a December, right?
Yeah.
You're a jingle pointy toes.
Oh, well, how about that?
Again, very Christmassy.
Ace.
If you look, okay.
Ace is, when's your, oh, September. Perky. Perky pickle pants.
Oh, for an elf?
Look at old Perky.
Yes.
Pickle pants.
Pickle pants
perky
over pickle there. Pants. Pickle pants and
what are you, Christy?
Kind of go together.
Let's see. I didn't look mine up. Mine is cookie sugar plum.
Of course it is.
See, that's they're all good except Chicks is weird.
Yeah, Chicks is weird.
Who had Jingles?
I was Jingles.
You were Jingles?
First name, yeah.
Yeah.
Your Jingles pantyhose? What was it?
Jingles
you know, pantyhose. Mr. Jingles.
What do you
that mouse lived a long time.
He was Jingle pointy toes.
Oh, pointy toes. Sorry.
Yes.
Pointy
toes.
We're going to get you out of here, Magic Man. Don't you worry.
Like all the electricity has gone off in my head.
Can you do something about this bladder infection I have?
Yeah. Come here.
And then Ace is
touch your nose.
Perky pickle pants?
Yes. Yes. Perky pickle pants.
And mine's...
Bubbles toes.
Monkey buns.
Monkey buns,
that's
yeah.
Not an elf name.
It's
I demand
sweet.
To be re-examined.
It's not very Christmassy, but no. It's certainly
well,
sweet.
It's the monkey buns you have a problem with?
Yes.
How about his youngest daughter's birth month instead?
What is your younger daughter?
No, like no, Chicks.
Me. Oh, Chicks. What's Ellie's birth month?
July.
July. Oh, then you would be Bubbles Sugar Blum.
Much better.
That's Christmas right there.
Yeah.
What have we got over there, Christy?
Here
we have holiday stories for you. A new survey reveals which pickup lines are most likely to work at your Christmas party.
Hey. How about it?
All right.
No. How about it?
Now, is this like any Christmas party?
You
want to
make out or what? That's
or the,
always my go-to.
The office Christmas party.
This has got to be a different non-office Christmas party. Let's just say that.
It just says a Christmas party. It doesn't say an office Christmas party, Tom.
Because okay. Those pickup lines would be different, I think.
Did I tell you? I've told you my Christmas party story. We went to a Christmas. First of all, it was at the owner's house, which was kind of odd. It wasn't offside or anything. And we had a very nice dinner. And then all of a sudden, the lights are turned down from somewhere. And we're all sitting in the living room. And this performer comes out and sings like two or three Christmas songs. And it was pretty good. But it was a gentleman dressed like a lady and just sang the hell out of some Christmas
songs. Oh, no kidding.
It was interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. But it was in someone's home.
This was at your very first radio station?
No. This was a long time ago.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Huh. Very unusual. It's certainly years ago.
Certainly.
Do you remember what songs were performed?
I don't. I'm going to say Sleigh Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I mean, was it the serious ones? Was it like Silent Night?
Do you think it was this person transitioning?
Was it a drag queen Christmas? Is that what we're doing?
So were there songs like "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like a Vagina"?
Thank you, Josh.
I'm beginning to look a lot like Stephanie.
Jingle balls.
I'm sorry. All right.
What?
That was one step too far.
Okay.
Jingle bells, tuck my balls into my thighs.
What do you do with your balls?
Christy, what have you got?
According to the poll conducted by bestcasinosites.net, the standout pickup line was... Aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
There's no way that works.
That works?
It says
that's number one.
Success rate 18.6%.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
What does the guy look like who's saying it?
Where does do this or you're going to get fired? Where does that come in?
I don't think these are office pickup lines. Oh, I think these are just Christmas party in general.
Right.
The second most successful pickup line. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
That one? What? Man.
That's been around forever.
Zowie.
That sounds like a country song.
15.1% success rate, according to the site.
Really?
How much?
15.1.
Again, doesn't it? The person saying it, it plays a big role in...
85%, it fails.
Right.
All right.
A follow to buy is your name Google because you have everything I've been searching for.
These things, no, these are,
These are jokey.
Ryan Gosling uses these lines. Yeah. He has a 98% success rate. Yeah. Paul Giamatti says these things. Yeah. It's 12%.
Yeah. And he ends up in jail.
Yeah, yeah. It's not.
Didn't I see you on Pornhub? Something like that. Right. That's going to work. That's going to work for Ryan Gosling.
The least successful of the bunch was, do you have a map? I keep getting lost in your eyes.
What about the classic F or fight? What about that? Is that in there? No?
Okay.
Never mind.
Maybe walk up to three women and say, ho, ho, ho. That's right. I'm talking to you, ladies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You always know how to talk to the ladies.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.